Like the curious case of Benjamin Button, Obama's presidency seems to be going backwards. I remember when he was first elected. I mean, I was intoxicated with promises of change. It was a heady time and everybody had so much belief in the yes, we can. And then Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize for peace in the Middle East. Now, if I know about anything, I know about Middle Eastern politics. And it was the first chink in Obama's armor. It was my first sense of looming disappointment. It was the first time that I felt that this bubble was about to burst, because if I had been President Obama at that time when he was offered that Nobel Peace Prize for peace in the Middle East, a peace that had never existed, and the situation only ever deteriorated from there in the Middle East to a point where we now have 400,000 people who have died, who have lost their lives in Syria, and yet he accepted this peace prize. I would have refused it humbly, honored, politely. I would have said, I'm sorry, I cannot accept this Nobel Peace Prize for peace in the Middle East. It's an insult to every single Syrian who has died and to every single refugee child who has washed up on our shores. That's what I would have done. I would have politely declined to accept something that I was not responsible for and that under my watch has only continued to deteriorate. And that's why I now the feelings I have towards this man who I was so supportive of at the beginning have only declined since then. I fear that I may be being too harsh, but I fear that Obama's presidency in retrospect has failed. He just gave his last speech at the UN and you just heard that. Some of you have tweeted in and said Obama compares Islamism with aggressive nationalism. Islamism has butchered thousands of Westerners since 2001. It's ludicrous. That's a tweet by James Bayswater. I happen to agree. His failure in dealing with Islamism, his inability to even name Islamism, has made me miserable. You know, I am personally passionate about this subject, and yet, like in the Harry Potter novels, there is this great he who must not be named. You know, and then it takes a little child called Harry to come along and say, his name is Voldemort. Why are we so scared of him? And yet, the great President Obama hasn't even been able to name the problem. Am I being too harsh? You know, I'm a liberal and I support much of his domestic policies, but I just worry that the world, even domestically within the US, has only become even more polarized since his election. Identity-driven division is on the rise. Police brutality and racial tensions and community tensions are in our face every single day, to a point where almost 3 deaths a day occur under police arrest in the United States. So am I being too harsh, or has Obama's presidency failed?